for all for the gifts and the cards and all the good things for the holidays. And may you be blessed as we continue to go forward. Now, the word that came in, I heard it last night loud and clear, the year of recreation for the saints of the Most High. So again, the year of recreation for the saints of the Most High. So now, I kept getting this morning, regeneration. And I kept saying, Lord, where in the world am I going to find that in the Word? And finally, he gave me the word creator. So we're going to be talking about the creator recreating what has fallen. And obviously, we still have, or at least I do, some Adamic stuff that's, still floating around in this body. Some weaknesses that's trying to, take over or try to rule, if that makes any sense. But I will say that in the past couple of weeks, I have noticed more and more that the spirit man is overruling the soul. The spirit man within me is overruling the soul. It really is the spirit of Christ Jesus coming to life and in words and in sometimes in actions that I see myself thinking differently, speaking differently than the old would have done. The reactions are different. I'm spelling out maturity in myself that is now available or maybe visible. And that's really recreation. It's God recreating his Son in us. So I'd like to take you to John chapter 1, verse 3. John chapter 1, verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So that includes what? You and me. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is but one God and Father, from whom all things came, and from whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. So now, this kind of pushes it out there that is Jesus, that is the one that we rely on every level. Ephesians 3:9. Ephesians 3, verse 9. St. Paul says, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. Again, a creator. Everything that is here was done by him. Colossians 1:16, going a little deeper. Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, get a load of this part, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or powers, or rulers, or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. Now, you say, well, wait a minute, this includes the demonic stuff? Absolutely. Just because rebellion came doesn't mean that they were created by themselves. And God says, I'm going to use all these things for my glory. And you say, well, wait a minute now. This is no fun. I'm having to put up with a lot of old stuff. Did you by any chance think that God didn't know? That God forgot? that he created all these things? He didn't forget. And you know, I remember one time there was a young man that gave his testimony, and he said something about, you know, I would have never chosen to put a child through all the pain that I have lived through. I would have never done that. I wish I were God. I would have changed all that stuff, and I would have had a nice, easy lifestyle. And I thought, oh my God, that certainly would have been wonderful. But who would you have been serving today? If everything was sweet and perfect and you had no needs of any kind and no emotional turmoil, who would you be serving today? Thank you. And yourself. Amen? Self-servitude is all around us. Self-gratification is part of today's lifestyle. They're all about number one. What can I do to make me happy? And is there anything wrong with making yourself happy? Absolutely not. However, who are you serving? Not your creator. You're serving the one that was, what? Partially responsible for who you are today. But James chapter 1 says, is your life full of difficulties and trials of many kinds? Then rejoice. Yeah, right. I don't feel like rejoicing because I don't like the way I feel. I don't like what I've been through. But it was for God's purpose and for His recreation that what you went through is not to be lost forever. It's to be changed. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Verse 2. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. Aha! Now we're not going by earth, we're not going by man, we're going by the universe. So who's the creator of all that we see? Heavens and earth, all of it, created by Him. Now it gets pretty deep here because you say, oh my God, they're talking about 2012. I saw a couple of reports over the weekend. And oh my, my, even Merlin, the famous magician, lines up with the prophecies of Nostradamus, and then they line up with the prophecies of a woman named Sister or Mother something, and another one about the Incas, and I mean, they've got it all planned out. And I thought, oh my God. And people are all bent out of shape. They can't wait for December 21st, 2012, because it all ends there. Well, it will also be a brand new beginning. Amen? If it's the end of something, it also begins what? Something brand new. Could it be that Papa is going to let the manifestation of His Son be visible? Could it be that the chosen vessels that He wants to release into the earth will manifest? Could it be that the signs and wonders and miracles that happened in the book of Acts will happen again? I talked to you guys about the wind that came into this beautiful place in South America. Could it happen here? Yeah, it could. I would dare to say to you, it will. Because you see, our God is not a respecter of persons. Matthew 16:27. Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels. And then He will reward each person according to what he has done. Oh, you say, what? According to what I've done? Yes, it could be that you will get your reward in 2012. You say, I've been waiting for, you know, a long time, Kim. Could it be that 2012 is the year that he wants to do this? It will happen at some point. And then you've got the skeptics. Oh, well, you know, they said he was returning someday. Yes, he's returning into people. A corporate body of believers. Are you ready? Matthew 19, 28. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, at the renewal of all things, at the renewal, a recreation of all things, did you get it? The renewal is the recreation, the regeneration of all things. When the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew 24:30 confirms it. You see, the renewal of all things, the recreation of everything, will eventually take place. Is it going to be progressive? Is it going to be something that's going to be like a flash in the pan? I doubt it. In my experience, it takes years for transformation to take place. Yet, there was a day when the Holy Ghost fully came on the day of Pentecost that really became the day where transformation was going forward. He changed the church and he gave it birth. You mean to tell me he can't rebirth it? You can't renew it, recreate it, make it what it was, and even better? He says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Joel 2. He hasn't changed his mind. Is Israel ready for her Messiah? Are you and I ready for our Messiah to manifest through us? You say, well, you know, we're just a small group. Do not laugh at God's small beginnings. He's forming us. That vine that somebody saw was intense. Okay? Because I was studying John 15 this morning. I'm the vine. You are the branches. And every branch that does not produce fruit, I what? I trim. Why does he need to trim us? Because he wants greater fruit. And it doesn't feel good when something is being chopped off of you. Because sometimes you feel like the selfish part of us is being snipped away. Anybody got a clue? How many have felt a few snips in the past year? Okay, so you got it. He's been snipping and pulling away, cutting out and throwing it into the fire where it needs to be. Take a deep breath. Say, Father, don't stop cutting anything in me that doesn't produce godly fruit. I'm asking you for the grace and the spirit of truth to manifest in me, to go higher in 2012 than I've ever been before. In John chapter 1, verse 14, the last scripture I'm going to give you. John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What does that mean? If the Christ that came by His Spirit in you and me, what is He going to manifest out of us? The same thing that He manifested when He saw any need. The compassion will flow out of you. The grace will flow out of you. And healing will manifest because of the Spirit of God in you. It's not a different Jesus. It's the same grace and truth that's inside of you by His Spirit that will change those around you, that will heal those that are broken, and recreate those that need to be recreated. So be ready for 2012 to be a year of ministry to those that are broken. Not those that are perfect. Not those that think they're perfect. Because you know what? You wouldn't be able to bring healing into them even if you tried. Because they're already perfect. They don't need you. They don't need God. They only need the next level of their own revelation. And when they're full of themselves, don't think that they need anybody. But when they're full of needs, which is what God allows, those that are broken, to come to Him, they will be changed. They will be transformed. And they will be recreated in the image and likeness of the one that's caring for you and I. So you know, if you see some struggling, ask the Lord when and how to go forward in obedience. And the rest will fall into place for His glory. Close your eyes. Say, as He is, so are we in this world. He has been creating from the beginning. And He's recreating us in the image and the likeness of our Heavenly Father. And we will rule and reign in His name for eternity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.